Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And today we are still continuing to ask you to continue to keep her in prayer. Keep her in prayer. Keep her in prayer. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It. And standing in for her would be Pastor Sharon. I'm Sister Diane, and I would go ahead and I will start praying. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. We come today, Lord, Father God, standing in the gap, holding up these that ask us for prayer, and we are praying today for them. Father God, we ask that you touch, Lord Father God, Pastor Webster. Encourage, encourage, encourage. We ask for encouragement today, Lord. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for wrapping your arms around Pastor Webster today, Lord. Father God, we thanking you for just working it out, Lord Father. Father God, touch Natalie right now, Lord Father. Father God, we know that nothing is too hard for you today, Lord Father God. Touch, Lord Father God. We praying right now, Lord Father God, for Larry Ambrose today, Lord Father, as we bring him before you, Lord Father, and all those that have cancer right now, Lord. We praying that the liver cancer right now, Lord Father God, would dry up from the root cause right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching his body right now. For you said by your stripes that we are healed. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we praying for LaDonna Brunswood, who Father passed away, and for all those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father God, touch them, Lord Father God. Touch them, Lord Father God. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask, Lord Father God, that you also touch Christina Benison that also has cancer, Lord Father God. Father God, strengthen her right now, Lord Father. Touch her, Lord Father God. Let her lean upon you today, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we praying right now, Lord Father God, for John Bimbo, who needs a kidney, Lord Father God. Father God, he needs a kidney transplant. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching his body right now, Lord Father. Father God, we know that it's a process, Lord Father God. Father God, those that are on dialysis right now, Lord Father God, touch them, Lord Father. Those that need lungs, Lord Father God, heart, Lord Father God. Father God, kidney, Lord Father, whatever organ, Lord Father God, that they need right now, Lord Father. Father God, we know, Lord Father, you can either grow one, Lord Father God, or put away, Lord Father God, that they have that transplant, Lord Father. Father God, strengthen their families, Lord Father God, of those that are on dialysis, Lord Father God, on chemo, Lord Father God. Father God, they also go through that process, Lord Father God. Strengthen them right now, Lord Father. Father God, we praying right now, Lord Father God, for those that are in the flood areas in Louisiana right now, Lord Father. Father God, those that suffer in that earthquake right now, Lord Father. Father God, we're praying for the nation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We're praying right now, Lord Father. We speak in peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we praying, Lord Father God. Father God, we praying like never before, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, touch, Lord Father God, those that are in the military, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, strengthen them, Lord Father God. Touch your people, Lord Father. Father God, let them not be weary, Lord Father God. But, Father God, give them that will, Lord Father God, for them to stand, Lord Father God. Stand, Lord Father God, upon your word, Lord Father. Father God, we praying today, Lord Father God, for the pastors, Lord Father, the fivefold ministry, Lord Father God, the apostles, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father God. Father God, those that are of you, Lord Father God, help them to continue to stand right now, Lord Father. Father God, we praying right now, Lord Father God, that you continue to keep your shield of protection, Lord Father God, round about them, Lord Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord Father. Touch their congregations right now, Lord Father. The pastors, Lord Father God, those that are going through, Lord Father God. Father God, that want to give up, Lord Father God, we speak in strength to them right now, Lord Father. We speak into their spirit man right now, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you today, Lord Father. We thanking you today, Lord Father. Father God, we praying, Lord Father God, for every prayer cell, Lord Father God, around the world right now, Lord Father God. Father God, that are praying and interceding as well, Lord Father God, for the nation, Lord Father God. Father God, shield and protect them, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, today, Lord Father God, I'm praying right now, Lord Father God, for our event, Lord Father God, for Apostle and Bishop anniversary, Lord Father, at the City of Victory, Lord Father. Touch each and every church, Lord Father, each and every pastor, bishop, apostle that's coming in and giving the word and encouraging right now, Lord Father. We even thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that are giving their life to you, Lord Father. Father God, we ask that you show up and show out, Lord Father. Father God, as we go on today, Lord Father God, we're just thanking you, Lord Father God, for just even waking us up this morning, Lord Father. And Father God, we ask all this, Lord Father, in Jesus' precious name. And we're just thanking God today for his goodness and his mercy, Lord. Oh, people, 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 today cry out like never before to your Lord and Savior. He is a merciful and forgiving God. Amen and amen. At this present time, I'll go ahead and turn it over into the hands of Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you this morning. I tell you, it's a beautiful day out there, the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because he allows us to wake up to see a brand new day. Everything that have happened yesterday is already in the past. Today is a brand new day. Today is a day you can start all over again and look to the hills from whence cometh your help, knowing that your help coming from the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And know that he will not suffer your feet to be moved, because he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And today, we're just going to just thank God for all things today, because truly, God is worthy to be praised. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is El Shaddai. You don't mind if I praise him for a while, because, you know, God has been so good. Because when he lets you know the battle is not yours, it belongs to him, you don't mind waking up and saying, Lord, I bless your name. I'll glorify in your presence, because you are worthy of all glory and honor. And if it had not been for you who was on my side, I just don't know the day, knowing that you're the one that's keeping me, knowing that you're the one that bringing your shield of protection around me. And according to Psalm 62, verse 5 says, my soul waited thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. My expectation is from Him. My expectation is from the Lord. You know how so many times we expect to get paid, we expect that good news, we expect certain things. But you know what? Today your expectation should be from the Lord. Why? Because He's the one that can turn things around just for you. He's the one that can open doors that no man can close. He is the one that can do all things today. And according to it said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy way, acknowledge Him, and He will bring all things to pass. And today, while you're keeping your expectation in Him, you got to trust in Him. Trust that He, that covenant that He made with you, that He will never leave you nor forsake you, that He is not like man. You can back up, stand on the word of God. His agreement that He made with you, when you come into relationship with Him, He promised never to leave you nor to forsake you. So while your expectation is in Him, while you're trusting in Him, you're leaning on His word, you're standing on His word, you knowing that He is able to hold you in the palm of His hand. He is able to keep you from falling. And the 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, talks about, and David spake unto the Lord the words of this song, in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And see, when we look at 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, verse 1, and David spake unto the Lord the words of this song, in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. So you see, David had a lot of things going on in his life. God delivered him out of the hands of who? All his enemy, and out of the hands of Saul. Why? Because Saul, when God bring forward the change was coming for, and God because Saul did not obey God, and Saul did his own thing. And Saul wanted to do what? Get rid of David. How did he want to get rid of David? In today's language, we all say he'll hire a hitman just to get rid of David. And the enemy is the hitman today. He does not care how he does it. He doesn't care who he used. He don't care what he brings up. It could be something that happened 100 years ago, and you was even alive. It was probably your mama, or your great somebody was alive. But you know what? He have a hit out just for you. And Saul was a man that he wanted to what? Get rid of David. And he hired the hitman. And the enemy is the hitman today. He wants to stop you. He wants to kill you. He wants to make you stumble. He wants to trip you up along the way. But when we read 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, it says, and the Lord delivered him out of the hand of all his enemy. So even though there's a hit on you, God got your back. He has you in the palm of his hand. You are in his control, and nothing by enemy shall harm you. Why? He only allow you to go through certain things. He only allow you to go through this test to what? Mold you and make you into what he wants you to be. He will not allow the enemy to kill you. He will not allow the enemy to overtake you, but he wants you to be the overcomer today. And verse 2 says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. He's my high tower and refuge. My Savior, thou savest me from violence. I tell you, you see that word violence? The Lord, what? He saved you from violence. He saved you. He kept you. He shielded you. Why? He is your rock. And you can go to the rock. The rock is what? It's higher than you and I today. The rock is your what? Stability. The rock cannot be moved by situation. Why? Because the rock is Jesus today. And he's your what? My fortress today. Why? Because when the enemy tried to shoot the fiery dart, you know what? He built up a high wall all around you. Why? He keep you in the middle, and there's high fortress all around you. Why? Can you see the angel of the Lord all around you, protecting you and directing you, so the Sanballat and the Tobias cannot harm you? Only what God allowed to happen to you today will come to pass. And if he allow it, it's just a test to bring you through into what he called you to be into today. So to know today that he saved me what? From violence. He saved you what? From you causing harm. He saved your what? Your hands. Why? So you will not do any damage. Why? Because he's telling you, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm today. So he will suffer you not to what? React in a violent way. Men in the natural will take a gun, they will take a knife, they'll take a physical weapon, but God wants us to use the weapon of our warfare. He wants us to go into prayer. He wants us to sing praises unto him. He wants us to know that the battle belongs to him today. All you got to do is stand on the word of God and know that he got you today. He is what? My fortress. He is what? My deliverer. He is what? He's my shield today, and he's the horn of my salvation. Because he lets you know God is what? He is your life and your salvation today. Who shall you fear today? When the enemy tries to bring that spirit of fear, you got to stand on the word of God and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you say, fear, you got to go today. Fear, we command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind today. And we have a sound mind. Why? Because we have the mind of Christ on today. We're putting on the whole weapon right now. We're putting on the weapon of our warfare today. We're putting on the salvation today, the shield of faith today, right now, and we girding our loins with this thing of truth today, God, and we put our peace upon our feet today. Why? Because we walk in according to the word of God today, so you will not fear what man shall do unto you, and don't allow the spirit of fear to creep up on you, but you got to remember the word of the Lord, that the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear today? The why? I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. Why? Because the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then he said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So David, what? He had this song of deliverance. He had this song of praise because he realized that the battle was of the Lord today and where God has brought him from. He recognized that God has always had him covered. God have never allowed the enemy to laugh on him. God have never allowed the enemy to overcome him, but he knew to that God is his strength today. And according to verse 4 said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Why? I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. You know how that Ghostbuster? Who do you call Ghostbuster? You know we can't deal with Ghostbusters today because we know that Jesus is the greater one that living inside of us. So who do we call? We call on the name of Jesus. You'll say, Jesus, I need you right now. Jesus, have mercy right now. When you call upon him, he promised he will answer you. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Your enemy of your soul, the enemy from within, the enemy from without. Why? When you call upon him, he will help you today. And Ghostbuster cannot help you. They cannot come with that machine, but the word of God can help you. Why? Because the word of God is swifter than a two-edged sword. It is quicker and it can hit the bone and the marrow. It can line up every situation. What? Right there and right now. It can change the atmosphere immediately. It can change things right suddenly. It can turn all darkness into light. Why? Because when God speaks the word, let there be light, light came forth. So when you call upon him, he'll answer. When David called upon him, God was right there. When Daniel was in the lion's den and he prayed and he asked God for divine protection, God said what? He said protection. Why? Even though when the prince of the air tried to hold up the prayer, God sent for the angel, the archangel, to fight right on the behalf of Daniel. And God let him know, I heard you the first time when you pray. But you know what? We know we come up against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and high places and spiritual wickedness. But nothing is greater than the great I am. Nothing is greater than the great Jehovah. Nothing is greater than God. He is God, and there is none other God but him. He is our God. He is our King today. He is our salvation today. He is your rock. He is the water. He is the living water. He is the refresher. He is the cooling of the day. When you feel the heat of the trial, he'll come right in and cool you, right? Because he's right there for you. He'll be a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. He'll be whatever it is you need him to be at the moment. He'll be your comforter when you need comforting. He'll be your healer when you need healing right there. He'll be a lawyer in the courtroom, and he's the best one that can plead your case for you today. So call upon the Lord. Why? Because my help, my expectation is in who? Is in the Lord. My expectation is from the Lord today. I'm expecting a turnaround. I'm expecting some changes in my life. I'm expecting good. I'm expecting the storm cloud to roll away. I'm expecting the sun to shine right through. I'm expecting laughter all around me. I'm expecting supernatural strength. I'm expecting what God has spoken, it is so today. I'm expecting that the mind that does not be the mind is a battlefield, but you know what? God has control over that mind today. And we command the mind to line up according to the word of God. And when verse 5 said, when the ways of death compass me, the plans of ungodly men make me afraid. The sorrow of hell compass me about, the snares of death prevented me. And verse 7 said, in my distress I call upon the Lord and cry to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. So it let me know, in my what? Distress. In my what? Distress, I call upon him, and he heard me. He heard my voice, and he answered me. So you should have confidence today that God hears you. He hears your heart right. There's nothing about you that he doesn't know about. He knows everything that's going on in you, in with you today. But you got to bring the word back to his remembrance. You got to remind God of his word. You got to speak the promises of God. You got to speak the word of God. And yes, we not say all the time you'll be on the cloud and upon the chariot and rolling back high. But you know what? Even in the valley, he's in the valley also. He's in the flood also. He's in the fire also. And even when you go through the fire, it will not burn you. If you'll feel the heat, but it will not destroy you. Why? Because he's purifying you. He's making you. He's bringing you up. He's taking, tearing down. He's letting you know, trust me. Keep your eyes on me. Don't allow the devil to bring different situations that you take your focus off me, but keep your eyes on me. When he told Abraham, look up and see, when Abraham had to do something, even though things may not have been going the way he expected it to go, the promises God had given him, if he did not walk into the promise, but God was directing his path, he told him to look up and see. Look up and see right now. Look up. You got to look up to see what God is doing. You can't keep your head down and see what God is doing. When you look down, you don't even see what's coming in your direction. You, because you are busy having your head down. The enemy wants you to keep your head down, but lift up your head, oh, he gave, and be he lifted up the everlasting door, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of glory. So lift your head up today and know that the God in you is more than enough, is more than what you're going through, is more than the storm in your life, is more than the rain that is falling right now. You can say, Lord, I thank you for the rain. Why? Because rain brings forth the watering, that brings forth the watering for the seed that is in the ground, and you can start expecting for new growth to come forth. Why? Because it's watering all over you, and you are the seed, and the word of God is in you. So let the water run over you today, so God can pluck out your seed that needs to come forth from out of its cocoon, and the seed that needs to burst forth and replenish itself and renew itself, so it can bring forth new seed, new tree, new fruit. So allow the rain to fall on you today and call it the blessing of the Lord. Let the rain fall today, because you can turn it around. You can rename it. You can call it what you want to call it, and know that God is on your side. Today, the rain fall and it brings forth what? It watering the grass, it watering the flowers, and then the sun shines on it, and then they start blooming, and then it going through different process. So know today, while you're waiting on the Lord and your expectation is in him, know that he's working it out just for you. He's what? He's bringing you through that process. And you know all process, you don't like it. But you know what? He got to stretch you up. He got to stretch you down. He got to stretch you to the left side and the right side. And you'll say, just like that sweater, that the sweater direction says, lay flat. You know, when some sweater is so delicate, when you wash it, it says, lay flat. And some of us don't even read the instruction. So when we wash the sweater, some of us throw it in the dryer and cause it to shrink up. Some of us put it on a hanger and it gets out of shape. So you know what? Let's follow the instruction. What is the instruction? The word of God. The word of God will allow you to walk into the direction God wants you to go. And know that your expectation is in him. And he's able to bring you forth. Know that no weapon formed against you shall
prosper today. I am so glad to know that with God, you can do all things. I can do all things. I thank God for every trial and every test. Oh, I learned a long time ago, you might as well just don't complain, you know, because complaining don't help at all. But you can use the word of God. And I'm the word that even God been speaking lately is what? Be quick to hear and slow to speak. I tell you, people of God, when God said vengeance belongs to him, remember the word of God. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Don't begin to be a revengeful person that you do take for tie. But vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Let God handle the situation. Too many a time we want to do take for tie. Too many a time we say, I'm going to get them back. But don't you know, honey, when you think you're getting that person back, you're only getting yourself back. Because God told you to bless them. He told you to bless them that curse you. Bless them. You do good to them. Do good to them. So you have to stand on the word of God. If David had took matters in his own hands, he would not have walked into the purpose of God. Why? Because you do reap what you sow. So David walked according to the word of God. He knew that the battle was not his. You need a pure heart. You need a hand that is clean. You need a hand that is not quickly to shed innocent blood. You say, what you're talking about? You know when you touch what God tell you not to touch is known as innocent blood. The person may not have done what you think they have done, but you know what? You don't recognize that it's not the person. It's in, you are in a warfare. The devil will use whoever he will to get you off your track. But today, know that God is on your side. He is on your side. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. So bless him today. Why we keep saying bless the Lord? Because praise is a weapon today. Praise is a weapon. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Oh, come on. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nation, and praise him, all ye his people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. So you are to praise him and bless him. Why? Because that is your weapon. Don't bless the person naturally now, but bless them with the word of God. Because why? God is the one that brought you through. So David could praise the Lord, right? Because he realized that it was God that brought him through. He recognized that God has all authority, even though God gave you the dominion authority over all the power of the enemy. But when you know that God giving you the power over all the power of the enemy, you will not take things in your own hands to do harm, but you will stand on the word of God. And when you see that God moves for you, you can bless him. You can praise him. You can thank God for all things. And enough for you to go and say, I'm good for that person. Oh, you know what? I served them right. Oh, God paying them back. God didn't tell you to rejoice. Now, he did not tell you to rejoice. He told you to do what? Pray for them. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for them that do this and do that. Pray for their soul. Pray, because you know what? Prayer does change things today. So you pray and ask God to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. Because what? We, even though we're in this human body, we still have to ask God to create in us a clean heart. You have to ask God to have mercy upon you. You still have to ask God to help you to look at them as with you, the eyes of God. You still have to ask God, Lord, don't let me do things out of your will. You still have to ask him. And then I tell you, I learned a long time ago and you recognize people will do, you know, the best example I can give today is, you know, you throw a stone, but then you put your hand behind your back, and you have this innocent look like you ain't done nothing. But I tell you, when God is on your side, he says he will let you know what the enemy is all about, what he's about to do, what he's doing. He lets you know, so when this happens, you will not react, y'all. Don't you know half of the time that people just want to see how you're going to react? But when you don't make a reaction, I tell you, they just don't know. It's the God on the inside. It's the God on the inside. It's the God on the inside. It's God in the inside. It's holding you. It's reframing you. It's the God on the inside that lets you know, I got this. I got this. I got this. So I just thank God today, because I know David. You know, David did for Saul, and Saul wanted to do harm. I tell you, it takes someone with a pure heart. Oh, it takes someone with a pure heart. They take someone not to do what? An eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth, or a hand for a hand, you know, according to the law. But I thank God for grace today. I thank God for grace. He tell you to do what? Turn the other cheek, y'all. Turn the other cheek. Turn it over to Jesus. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. Can you say that this day? He's already working it out just for what? Just for me. He's working it out. Oh, he's working it out. It's already done. I got victory today. I know that God is able to do all things. I know I'm the head and not the tail. I know who my Redeemer is today. I know that he got my back. I know he's my promise, the promise he made me. He's not like man. He don't go to and say, you know how you have a contract and the person break the contract? See, God don't break no contract now. Come on now. He don't break that covenant, that contract at all. When he made that covenant with Abraham, and we are Abraham's seed, and we are connected to that seed, to that promise, God does not break his promise like men break promises. They're not promises keeper. They'll break their promise because of this and that. But I thank God today that he keep his promise. His promise, his promise. He doesn't break it. Just like when you marry and you promise this, I promise to in sickness and in health, I promise this, I promise that. But then you get dissatisfied along the way. What hurts you along the way? And then you try to do what? Break the covenant. You start breaking that contract. Suppose God was just like us. He said, you know what? I'm just tired of y'all. So let me just what? Withdraw my hands from you. Let me just what? Tear it up. Because I know when God repented, long when in the book it talks about when God in the Noah time, when God repented, he repented that he even made man. But you know what? I thank God for grace today. He is not like man. That what? That wants to rip up the contract, or your contract has expired. You know when your contract is expired, it is expired. But you know what? We thank God for being unlimited God. He does not expire your contract. He does not put your contract on the bottom of the list. But you know what? He keeps looking at this hand. He keeps looking at the blood. He keeps looking. He looks at you. He sees the blood of Jesus, the blood all over you. When you say, Lord, have mercy, he hears that, and he come and see about you today. So remember today, if David, he, according to 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter and the first verse, and David spake unto the Lord the word of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemy. God delivered him out. So your expectation is in him. He's already what? Delivered him out of it. It's already done. It's already worked out. You got the victory. No weapon We don't care what the weapon may be. It will not prosper when we got even the friendly fire will not prosper. It may hurt. It may injure you. But you know what? You'll make it. If you never have a problem, you will never know God can solve it. If you never share tears sometimes, you will not know he can make you laugh. You'll never know that he'll dry your tears away. You'll never know it'll bring you to pray more. You'll never know he's able to keep what you give him. If you never have a situation in your life, if you've never been hungry, you will know God is a God that provides. If you've never been homeless, you will not appreciate when God do something for you. When you don't have a place to live, I tell y'all, it's not a good thing. But when God moves for your behalf and you got a roof over your head, you need to say, thank you, Jesus. I appreciate everything you've done for me. I got a roof over my head. I got some clothes on my back. I got a place to lay my head. I don't have to sleep in my car. I don't have to do bread and water because, why? I have no money for food. But I just thank God he's a God that can be, that will supply your need. You may be going through a storm right now, but you will not stay in that storm. You will not stay in that situation. Why? Because he's bringing you through. Why? Because you will learn how to appreciate the things when God does something for you. You'll never be unappreciative, but you'll be appreciative. Why? Because you know how it is how to be in lack. You know how it is to be in want. You know how it feels when you don't have this and you don't have that. But when you've gone through those things, you'll say, Lord, I thank you. You'll say, Lord, I thank you, even when he before the vehicle. Why? Because you remember when you'll be saying, Lord, is it going to blow up? Is it going to catch on fire? Is it going to let me down on the side of the road? Who can I call, Jesus? But you know what? You'll be appreciative of anything, so you will not want to complain, because you know God is the one has you in his hand, and your expectation is in him. So you can encourage someone else and say, I've been there. This is what God done for me. Yes, it is okay to go through. It is okay for weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's not all the time you will be weeping, but it's endured for a night, but joy cometh. Where there is laughter, people don't see you when you're weeping in the night. When you're going through and you're weeping, they don't see that. But when you see you laughing, they're wondering, boy, look at them. They think they're this, they think they're that. No, we don't think we're this or we don't think we're that. We know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would not be in the place we are in right now. But it has been God's grace and God's mercy. It is God's grace and God's mercy. He stretched forth his hand upon us and had mercy. Because the word let us know God will have mercy upon who? Mercy. He's the one have mercy upon who he wants to have mercy upon. He'll bless who he wants to bless. He'll bring whoever he wants to into that different place just for you to look up and look up and call upon him and know that he is your source today. So today in 2016, where there's so many things going up, look up to the hills from whence cometh your help. Know that without Jesus you cannot make it. Know that we need to call upon him more than ever before. When the God starts shaking the heaven and he's shaking the earth to see what was there, is he shaking your household today? There are things that are topsy-turvy in your home. He's doing that shaking to see whether or not you will stand on the word of God. You'll find out where you are in Christ Jesus. Do you really believe his word? Are you trusting in his word? Are you calling upon him? Are you calling upon the other else, but not the true and living God? Are you depending on the flesh, or are you trusting in him? When he starts doing the shaking. What will you do? What will you do? You know that song, Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they call for you? Yeah, when things start happening, what you gonna do? Are you gonna be the bad boy, bad boy? Or are you gonna call and say, Jesus, I need you more than ever before? And you'll say, Jesus, have mercy upon me. I need you right now. Can you call upon him and have the confidence like David did that God will answer him? Will he hear your cry? Or will he say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity? He'll laugh at your calamities, at your time of sorrow. Will he laugh at you? Or will he just stretch forth his hand and mercy and say, that's my child, I hear? Or do you have your prayers stored up so when things happen, you can say, Jesus, have mercy, and he's right there for you? Remember, your expectation is in Christ today. So today, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. And in all your thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will bring all things to pass. Don't lean unto your own understanding. You may not, if we try to understand it our way, we'll never understand. But lean on his. Lean on Jesus today. Lean on Jesus today. Because there's time you just don't get it and you just don't understand. But know that he understands it all. Because wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes from him. And know that if you call upon him and you ask him the question, he'll give you the answer. Know today that God is with you. And with God, you can do all things. You can do all things through Christ that keeps you today. So be encouraged, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, Pastor Sharon, give that word today. See, that's when you allow the Holy Spirit to just have his way. God is an awesome God. Pastor Sharon, thank you so much for that word. I tell you, two words that stand out in all that she was saying was trust and refuge. Trust meaning to put one's confidence in. And who are you putting your confidence in? You putting your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who you put your confidence in. Trusting and believing that each and every word that came out of his mouth, that came out of his man and woman of God mouth, that he promised you is going to come to pass. Trusting in him. Trusting in him that when an enemy comes in like a flood, he would lift up a standard against them. Trusting in him that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Trusting in him that he will always keep you, no matter what it is that you're going through. And the other word, refuge, is a shelter against harm. He protects us from harm and danger. He protects us from the enemy. In Psalms 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. Meaning that he will be there. Can you cry out for him? Would you remember that, you know, Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, help me. I need you. It said, therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. In your time of trouble, in your time of trouble, can you trust God? that he will take care of you. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. I tell you, Psalms 91, you can just go on and on. And he, let me tell you, God is such an awesome God. When you think that you can't make it, when you think that you can't make it in whatever it is that you're going through, you have to encourage yourself. When there is no one around, you got to encourage yourself. You have to stand in the gap now, and you have to go to the Lord and cry out like never before. Cry out like never before. What is our weapons of warfare? You speak the word. Say, praise confuse the enemy. You could be singing a song. You're going through, but guess what? That song that rises up in your heart and you give God the glory, you're giving him the praise. You pressing through your situation. Even if you just lift up your hands and you just wave, you give him a wave offering, you praising God. You dancing on to God. You giving him all the glory. Can you do that in your time of trouble? You speak to the situation. Speak to the situation. It's a life and death. It's in the power of our tongue. So what is it that you're speaking? Are you speaking, you know, positive into that situation? Speak life. Speak light into that situation. Because some situation is just darkness. That's all it is. I heard Pastor Sharon say, enemy don't care who he used. It could be something from way back, from your great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, grandfather, whatever it is. Come to do what? Destroy you. But you are victorious because he said we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. Can we stand upon the word today? Can we trust and believe that God is who God say he is? A lot of people will come and say, God, who is God? You can't see God. You see God in each and every person that you encounter because the greater one is inside. That's where he's at, inside. But people so much in the flesh want to look at what it is, you know, on the outside. They can't see change. They can't see nothing. I tell you, I thank God for mercy, and I thank God for grace. Y'all tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. And I tell you, continue to keep Apostle Porter in prayer. Continue to keep her in prayer. Just as she pray for everyone, pray for her as well. And I'm inviting you today. Today is August 25th through the 28th. We are celebrating Apostle and Bishop 5th anniversary. Come on out of the City of Victory. That address is 313-25-CR-437. Also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that's 313-25-CR-437. Also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That is right across from the Sorrento Library. And from 25th to the 27th, service time starts at 7:30 p.m. sharp, and it will be closed out on Sunday at 5 p.m. tonight, we have Bishop Scotty Cogg from New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. On Friday night, we have Minister Jonathan Fraser from Victory Praise in Kissimmee, Florida. On the 27th, we have Pastor Evelyn Mosley from True Holiness Church in Jacksonville, Florida. And closing out the last and final day at 5 o'clock, we have Bishop Douglas Mara from Good Samaritan Christian Fellowship Church in Brooksville, Florida. And we have Pastor James Dawson from Anointed Christian Fellowship in Tampa, Florida. Come on out, enjoy the word, help them celebrate the anniversary, bless the man and woman of God. If you want to plant a seed into the ministry, into their lives, or you just want to plant a seed for whatever it is that you want God to move on you, go ahead and send that to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Send your donations. At this present time, we are also starting the donations for our Thanksgiving drive. No donation is too small or too big. And we ask that God continue to bless you as you bless the man and woman of God. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday, p.m. So share the broadcast today. I tell you, that was an awesome word today. And you can just sign on to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And you can listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. You may be going through something, and that one segment that you hit, might be the answer to what it is that you've been asking God for. Help you to go through. Share it with someone. Share the website. Share the number with someone. Let them know. They can call in. If you need prayer, you can call in and ask for prayer. If you have a praise report, you can call and you can get that praise, give that praise report so everyone can hear what God has done for you, how he bring you through. You don't know who you're going to be encouraging at that present time. God may have delivered you from you wanting to commit suicide, and the person may be about to commit suicide and listen and hear your testimony. When God gives you that opportunity to give your testimony to someone, open your mouth, open your mouth. You may never know, you may save that person's life. You could be encouraging someone that is going through what you have been through, and you just encourage them without they even telling you that you encourage them. So you know what? Don't be ashamed to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, because you know what? He said, if you be ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you. So you know what? Know that we serve an awesome God, and nothing is too hard, nothing is too small or too big that he can't handle. So you trust and believe that God is our refuge. Be blessed, and hope to see you out at the City of Victory tonight at 7:30 p.m. Be blessed.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs.
I stop worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let God have his way.
So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.